going on, everybody? It's the P-R-I am me, coming back with another episode of the Prime Nostalgia Podcast here with my co-host Lee Boy TV.
What it do, Lee Boy in the building. Feel like it's been a while since I came out with that intro. You know, I've been stealing your rhymes for a couple of episodes straight. So yeah, I'm back in the building.
Last week we did our favorite Halloween songs. Mm-hmm. Which people are, you know, I can't believe you put the suggestions that Thriller and Monster Mash tied, but sure.
You know what? I will say I did sleep a little bit on Monster Mash. It is a dope, it's a dope vocal performance. If you just listen to it, you know, there's a lot of elements. It seems like almost like a skit or an actor. You know, I don't think it was like a hit, right? I don't know. Who knows? I don't think it came out on the radio or nothing when it first dropped, but I'll give it its credit. I don't know if it's on the level of Thriller now, but, you know, it could get in the top five for sure.
Maybe.
I'll put it in my top five. I think I kind of left it out. I had it in my honorable mentions along with a couple others, but I think it could deserve its chance at the top five.
Okay. Well, I know today, I watched this movie, like, 4 years ago for the first time, and I was like, I don't really like it. Well, I'm gonna see it. So then somehow YouTube recommended this to me, and I was like, oh, we should do this. So
we definitely got to put this on the Nostalgia Star, because I got some things to say about this one. I mean, I don't know if this is back down doozy lane, but definitely was on the Halloween theme. We're trying to give a couple spooktaculars for you guys. And so the movie that we'll be discussing today is Once Bitten.
Yes.
Is this Jim Carrey's first movie?
I believe it is.
It looked like it. Look, it looked like his first movie. I'm like, what is going on in this film? But definitely seasonal for the times, and a surprise, because I had never heard of this until my guy Prime recommended it to me.
Yeah, I thought Jim Carrey's career started in the 90s, which technically it did. I can see why.
One didn't go too far. Look,
no, I can see why he didn't start until the 90s. Like, I didn't see why he did. I see why he didn't get on top until In Living Color. Because you know, we'll talk about it.
Ashton Kutcher vibes, like. Just bad at times, but go ahead.
Overall, what are your thoughts before we get started?
I mean, to be honest, I wrote down a lot of the low lights in the movie. You know, there was a couple places where it was like, wow, this got really bad. But overall, I would say that, yeah, it's a doozy, bruh. It's a doozy.
Okay, look. We're gonna go through it.
Well, you want to go through the plot? You want to hear about the plot, or what are you thinking?
I think we could just go through it plain and then go back and do the Nostalgia Star, because I only got a few scenes that I want to like point out, but the rest of them just gloss over, because I think the first 10 minutes decide if you watch a movie or not, and like randomly was it the second scene, right?
Is this ice cream truck scene?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what I was like.
I don't know.
Yeah. I might watch this. I don't know. But pretty much, it's about a vampire who, in order to stay young, has to suck your blood.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much the premise. I think like she has to suck his blood three times in order to stay young. Like first time, it's just like a.
Yeah, and she has a deadline by Halloween, yeah. So she has to suck the blood of a virgin three times, and which actually, you know, there are some comedic moments definitely around that. I think that's probably one of the highlights, is just some of the comedic moments. It just, there was a lot of misses in this, a lot of opportunity though.
First of all, despite that he has to get bitten, it's just like ridiculous.
Yeah, like come on. Like it's literally the blood, like she's given the inner inner thigh vampire vibes, right? Like usually it's always the neck. And they kind of allude to that, I think, at some point. Is he, they're kissing on necks or something like that. But no, little be known, like that's not where her bite is headed towards. So very interesting plot twist.
But anyways, most likely, they pretty much, she sees him, she wants his blood, and they kind of,
well, he's a virgin, so she needs, she needs his blood, because he's like the last virgin left, basically.
In town, like he says, I'm the only one in town.
They're in like Hollywood area, so this is almost like a true story, probably. But yeah, so he thought he was picking up. This is after the whole ice cream truck debacle where he gets turned down by his girl and he's like looking to rebound. And here comes Miss Vampire Lady in the club at the bar. And she shows him the chauffeur, the limo. They pull up to the mansion and you know it goes down. It goes down.
But while she's getting younger, Countess, the vampire, she's getting younger, he's slowly getting vampire tendencies. Like he's sleeping in a box, dressing in all black, and he's just acting weird.
Yeah, and I thought that was where, you know, it fell off a little bit for me. Like when he was at the dance and I'm not dressed up, but this is not a costume. And it's like, I just can't take Jim Carrey seriously as just an everyday character. He's great at character work, but just as like the normal everyday guy, high school kid, no. He is so dramatic. It's just hard for me to, watch him in that way.
This random dancing look. So obviously, in a lot of 80s movies, they do dancing. So I thought this was about to be like a dance scene. This is literally a dance fight over Jim Carrey, and it's just weird.
It's cringe.
It's weird.
Yeah, it's very weird. You know, anytime you have Jim Carrey learning choreography and like executing it perfectly, that's just weird. He's not a natural dancer.
Whoa, he had one good one when he was Bill Clinton in Living Color.
Yeah, I mean, that's fine, but it was just too long. Like if it was just a joke for like maybe, you know, a couple 30 seconds and they switched the girls and he got in there. Okay, that's one thing. But they went for like 2-3 songs. They didn't switch the song and got back in line and had his girl like coming back for revenge all in the plot. It was like serious.
So just fast forward a little bit. They go to the mansion. Obviously, the vampire has a mansion. Go to the mansion and she pretty much wants to do part 3 before Halloween, before it's 12, I'm assuming. And she got a crew. This just don't look like a crew of guys. This just don't look like a good crew. I'm just being honest with you.
The least assuming vampire crew. That is that who you're talking about? All our vampire buddies?
Yeah. The black dude, the
Sebastian. He came out the closet centuries ago.
Centuries ago. For no reason. I was just for no reason.
Every time she come in the room, Sebastian, come out the closet. Yes. He come out there. Oh, come on, man. Why they gotta do
they all gotta they all gotta nice hide like during the day.
Right.
Obviously vampires gotta hide in dark spaces during the day, so he chose.
He's just in the closet all the time. That's hilarious. Oh man.
So towards the end of the movie, they're trying to get him. And basically, his girl, she is his girl at that time. His girl is there and they're trying to get away before the time limit. There's a casket there. Not sure the science on how that works, but okay. Just saying.
So yeah, they're evading, like you said, this weak crew of vampires, and he's supposed to be, you know, she needs him because he has virgin blood. So his remedy was to not be virgin anymore, right? And so I thought that was just a clever ending. Clever plot.
How can you do that in a casket?
Just poorly executed. Yeah. And so fast. Yeah.
Like, how?
I mean, that was the joke. She did say it's only been 1 minute. And he was like, you know me. Came in with a cigarette. That's how I get down.
The thing is, though, they just walk away. Like, they just walk away after it. It's not
but,
like...
Oh, no... But before that, though, you have to rewind to the fire and how that was holding them back. Like, first off, they couldn't even beat up Jim Carrey and his two little high school buddies. They couldn't even do nothing with him. And if you're deathly scared of this fire, why you got a room full of candles? Why are you sitting in this room full of weapons? What is going on? The cross didn't even work on him. She said, I'm an atheist, which is pretty funny for 1985. So there, like I said, a couple of jokes were ahead of its time. And it, you know, I think it could have redeemed itself, but just certain lines that were just so bad. Just like their idea to pick up chicks, which was at the laundromat. That idea was one of the worst.
That sounds like a nerd in the high school TV in the high school TV show. This is where I hang out, so let's go here. Like,
right. So what other movies do you think influenced that? Where there's like kids coming to age trying to. That came out before this, or do you think this movie influenced others?
Influenced others as in the laundromat scene?
No, I mean, just in general, like nerds trying to get, grow up and get laid, like Super Bad, or kind of reminds me of a couple other coming to age stories. But I'm just thinking, are there any in the 80s?
Can't Buy Me Love is probably the most famous one, and that came out in 88 or 87.
So this might have been one of the originals with Jim Carrey looking like Ashton Kutcher. With
Can't Buy Me Love is about a nerd that likes a girl. Have you seen Love Don't Cost a Thing?
Yeah. So
it's same the original thing. Love Don't Cost a Thing. Mm.
So yeah,
Love Don't Cost a Thing is a remake of Can't Buy Me Love.
Right. So this is a genre of comedies that I think is good. I do like certain things about it, like the coming to age story, him being with his buddies. It's just, they just go to the extreme. Like when he was, they put him inside the dryer in the laundromat. And then, oh dude, he had a glove for a protection. I was like, yeah, these guys are clueless, but
I think with it being in 1985 that it was like a teen comedy in 1985 had to be like, I guess that R genre, because they could just do whatever, mm-hmm. You know, it don't have to be, they just put it like that just to do stupid stuff.
Like when the priest told them, get your shovel because you're in deep shit. Like what? Now, did they steal some Thriller moves? I swear I saw a couple Thriller moves in there.
Yeah.
And this is right after Thriller is what year? 83? 82.
82,
83? So, yeah, 82. So, yeah, I definitely saw some Thriller moves, which I'm thinking is like part of the motivation for this movie in general. I thought that was interesting, just having the whole MJ. It was definitely like a whole sequence where Jim Carrey was busting some MJ, and I can't wait to mix it together, because you know I'm going to do it. I'm going to throw it over that Thriller beat for Halloween. That's coming soon. So look out for your boy Jim Carrey over Thriller. So that whole dance-off was awkward, but one thing that I definitely will going to be giving him credit for moving forward is when he played the guitar on his leg. I don't know if you saw that.
I mean, I guess.
He wasn't the first one to do it? Hell no, huh?
Well, I mean, going to Back to the Future, Marty McFly was the first one.
What year was that?
85.
About the same?
Yeah.
Okay, so that was like, that must have been hella popular back then. But no, I thought that was why you really suggested this movie, because of the stolen Thriller choreography. But
I suggested this movie because it was bad.
It is pretty bad. It's a doozy.
And I remember when we did We did Scooby-Doo with Tess last year, and I was like,
Okay.
Once Bitten is not a good movie. She was like, really? You don't like that movie? And I was like, no. So,
Hell no, this movie
listening,
is
this
terrible.
movie is not good.
It is not good. The only good thing about it is I think the plot is okay. The whole vampire thing, but it's not an original plot or anything. The acting in this movie is terrible. So if you want to see Jim Carrey, before the glory, before the limelight, check it out. It is interesting. One that I would just suggest for nostalgic reasons. If you're a nostalgia buff, I would, suggest you throw it on when you're bored. Maybe.
Only in
But I ain't
Halloween
gonna be watching it again. I'll tell you that. So
season.
we could just go
Yeah.
ahead and
Only in
get into
Halloween
the
season.
get into the nostalgia star right now. You ready?
Yep.
All right, y'all, the nostalgia star. This is where we're going to be grading some of your favorite nostalgic content on a 5-point scale, which is longevity. What else do we got, Prime? We got longevity, we
My
got the plot, we got the
fandom,
cast, the
cast, and
fandom,
production.
and the production. Right. So those 5 points we're going to be grading today. Once Bitten, by Jim, well, not by Jim Carrey. He starring Jim Carrey. And who's playing the vampire in this one?
I don't know.
All right, so let's just get into the plot, Prime, starting with the plot right here on Once Bitten, which I, like I said, I think this is probably the only redeeming thing. The execution wasn't that great, but just in general, she needing her needing the blood of a virgin and how they played on, him wanting to get it with his girlfriend and this race. Against his two buddies, who's going to lose it first? Obviously, that reminds me of the wood, and everything that went down with that. But this is the whole vampire version, and her needing to meet up with him 3 times before Halloween. I just think that is an interesting concept that we haven't really seen quite like that, like mixed in with a teen drama, made for Halloween. I could see this being redone without even wait, with. Without even talking about, with the original. We don't want to hear about Jim Carrey unless maybe he's a dad or something. I don't know. But he could be the dad in a remake. But it could
I
not
would
be
rather
the same
Jim Carrey
director,
be.
no, not the same writer, no,
I
nothing.
would
Just
rather Jim
a
Carrey be the
concept.
vampire,
Right.
because he can do that.
Yeah, he could do something funny with that. But
That probably not. That probably would have been a better movie. Carrey was a vampire instead.
Well, he did turn into a vampire.
You know what I'm saying? But if he was the vampire to begin with.
Right. But like I said, the concept of it is just a little bit different enough to get a B plus out of me. A minus? No, I'll give it a B plus.
I gave it a C.
Okay. See, I thought this was the best part. So that tells you the worst, where the worst, where the rest of my ratings are going to be. And we'll see where yours fall. Let's go to the Do you want to go to the production right now? Because
We'll go to production. Production for me, some parts is a B and some parts is a C. So I guess I can give that a C plus or a B minus because the house, it looks like a good house on the outside, and some shots they got look good, but then some shots they got don't look good. So it's like a mixture of a B and a C for me.
Yeah, I'm more on the CD side. Definitely, I think a C minus would be appropriate. I just think it was just a little bit, and obviously this is of the time, this is the 80s, so I have to grade on a little bit of that scale, but it seems like just some things went on too long, that the cuts could have been tighter, and that they could have made Jim Carrey's like comedic side come out more, because it just seemed like a lot of the jokes just didn't land.
Well,
And I
he
don't,
wasn't Jim Carrey back then, though.
yeah.
At the same time, he wasn't like
But even
Jim
though
Carrey
when
wasn't.
Sebastian says something, it was just like, are y'all gonna cut? Like, let's get an edit, like, let's keep it moving. Obviously, this is the 80s, so I'm not gonna like judge him on the scale of today's like comedies, but I think there were some funny movies before that.
This is back in the time in the 80s where when they cut and they had to hold it instead of like doing the freeze frame. Like, and say about the bell in the later years, they had no high five and they freeze it. This is where you're like, oh, yeah, There he goes. And you gotta hold it.
And that's what it was looking like, a bunch of holding and pausing in this movie. But you know, and I'm gonna put that on the production a little bit from the side of the director and the editing. But once again, yes, an 80s movie. So,
Okay.
which what you had, and you already rated the production? What you said, a B or C?
I said at some point it's a B and at some point it's a C.
C plus, yeah.
So I probably do like a C, yeah.
All right, so let's get into the longevity of this movie. How do you,
Ooh, that's
I
a
mean,
D.
yeah, that's an F or a D. I mean, I hadn't heard of it. Was this released in theaters? Do we know?
Oh, that I don't know. I mean, I'm assuming so because they didn't really do TV releases or straight to DVD releases in the 80s. So I think it was, theater.
But yeah, you would think, you know, if this was any better, you know, and that just speaks to the rest of rest of everything, that this could be, you know, a Halloween time classic. I mean, if, but it's just not. But yeah, with just a little bit better performances, I think the plot is good enough that it could potentially be a classic story. So that's why I'm only reason why I'm saying I wouldn't be mad at or be surprised if we've seen someone try to reboot this.
But better.
Yeah, obviously better with a great director and writing team.
Just don't have Jordan Peele do
Yeah, we don't need to take it down that road. Keep it in the same, you know, same type of genre, but just updated.
Yeah. I think it'd be cool if they like redid it but like changed it. So it don't got nothing to do with the original.
Right.
It's its own, yeah.
Just that they have to meet up three times before Halloween. That's what I do like about it. Because that instead
That's
of
what I
you.
like about it, but that's also the predictable part because you know by the he gonna get bit twice in the third one, he's
Right,
not gonna.
right.
We already know that.
Yeah, a lot of times people know, you know, that it's going to be predictable, but you know, if you write well around it, then I think it could be something. So how do you feel as far as longevity of this movie? I gave
D.
it a D, yeah. Did
I
I give
gave
it
it
a D
D.
or F? Yeah.
He said both, actually.
I'm gonna give it an F. Cast.
No, okay, wait, real quick. I will give it a D because the only person in this that actually became somebody was Jim Carrey. Everybody else was kind of just
Right, I
like.
guess so. In a way, his career has longevity, and this is his start. So there is
So that's,
some long, there's
yeah,
something to it. There's
that's
something
the
there.
only thing though. That, other than
D
that,
minus. All right, D minus.
yeah, D minus here.
All right, so cast. I mean, obviously Jim Carrey is the cast.
So D again.
Yeah, I got a D because his girl was really bad.
Giving it a D again for, and the only reason it gets a D because Carrie is the only person that we know. So other than if it weren't for Carrie, it'd
I
probably be
feel
get
like
like an
I
F minus.
know this vampire lady. I'm not sure. Yeah, so I just felt like she looked familiar, but no, might have been. No, I was gonna say it could be from this, but nah, it ain't from this. I ain't never seen this one. Never. So I guess that speaks to the last category, the fandom. Where are the fans? So it basically sounds like the some of the fans are just standing because it was so early Jim Carrey, but
Yeah.
I mean overall, there's really no fans. Even the fans there say that it's terrible. They even acknowledge that it's not good. So
Yeah.
I would give the fans, I'll give it a D just because Jim Carrey. Again,
Okay. Yep,
fans of
I
Jim
get it.
Carrey are gonna like this just because it's his first movie.
Yeah, I give it a D too.
So yeah, I think we're pretty much at a D for this one. I mean, we had a couple C grades. I had a one B, so it might be a C, a C minus. It might creep up there. Y'all do the math, let us know. But or we'll put it out either a C minus or a D for myself. You probably had it at about a C, C
Probably had it
minus.
like a C minus, yeah,
Yeah,
or a
about a
D,
C
yeah.
minus. So that is what it is. Once bitten, go check it out if you got some extra time. Like nothing else to do. If you didn't watch
Or
every other.
just watch the movie clips. I say you gotta watch like one or two movie clips and you'll be good. This is okay. Last question. You had to watch this, or two heads are better than none. Which one are you taking?
That's Keenan and Kel, right?
Yes.
Oh, I'm going Keenan and Kel.
Of
100,
course.
100,000%. I mean, they were seasoned vets by the time they did that. So, I mean, you could tell this was Jim Carrey's. He was bad. I ain't gonna lie. He was bad at some points. It was like, oh, Lord, how did he even get a leading role doing this? It was 85. Because I just got to imagine there definitely were some more capable actors and performers out there that could have like been a little bit more natural. Like, it just seemed so forced. Everything seemed so forced in this one. So,
Yeah. So let everybody know where to find you.
Man, I'm still at Lee Boy TV everywhere, LeeBoyTV.com, Lee Boy TV on all socials, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. Make sure to follow me. Been a little bit quiet as of lately. Man, getting back to work and, you know, following up the pandemic and stuff has been taking a toll on me. But I'm back at Disneyland now. So go follow my new account, Magical_Life_Media. We're going to, you know, we're going to be dropping a little Disney content, me and Magical Nikki. So, yeah, you guys stay tuned. Shall be fun. We got them passes. We got the magic keys. So it is what it is.
And you follow me everywhere at KVNG Prime Time. Follow the podcast at Prime Nostalgia Pod. And I got like two things in the works, you know, whatever, coming soon, whatever. And go back and listen to our Two Heads Are Better Than None review.
Yep, from last year.
Go back and listen our Hocus Pocus, our Halloween Town, our Scooby-Doo.
Was Halloween Town, now this one, I called it a doozy. Was that the first doozy, Halloween Town? And AKA the Dookie?
Halloween was a pile of... Was that Halloween Town wasn't a doozy because it was like a kid's movie.
Which
this one was not a kid's movie. This one
was it Spy Kids? That no, I'm talking about the one where the episode where I called it Dookie, but it was doozy.
That was Halloween Town.
That was Halloween Town. Yeah, so go check that one out because it rivals this one as far as clowning on movies. But we had a good time in that Halloween Town review because it was funny, so funny. Yep. So. Yeah, man, you guys, and let us know your favorite Halloween movies in the comments, definitely, especially your favorite bad ones, because we are good at reviewing those, and like we always say, prime time is all the time, all the baby. Time. We out of here.
Prime Nostalgia.
Thanks for tuning in to the Prime Nostalgia, the podcast dedicated to entertainment from childhood. That's 80s, 90s, the latest 2000s. Cause Prime know it all, and Lee Boy be wild, and he's from all that. Dropping gems for you to find, so that's orange, the lightest line. Prime time is all the time. We talking about the classics, and there's so many. That's Lee Boy TV and PRIME. Out.